You are listening to BBC Radio Scotland's The Radio Cafe with Janice Forsyth. Now, we're all familiar with the notion of writers in residence at academic institutions who combine pursuing their craft with tutoring students. But what about an artist or a musician in residence at a college or university? It is a rather more unusual concept, but perhaps one that's about to take off in Scotland. It's due to the work of the Arts and Humanities Research Council, which invests nearly £90 million in our institutes of higher learning to enhance the way arts education is taught. They offer research fellowships to artists, enabling them to work on campus for 3 years in their specialist field with a view to breaking down those traditional barriers between artists and academics. Well, this year, two fellowships were awarded in Scotland, one to musician and composer Peter Dowling, who took up residence at Glasgow University in September. And already 1 year into her fellowship at Glasgow School of Art, Minty Donald has also received a creative and performing arts fellowship. They both join me now. Peter, this is the first time Glasgow University has done this. How do you find it mingling with the academics?
Great. That makes it sound like it's all gowns and hats and things. There are two, actually, at Glasgow Uni yeah. this year. Adrian Howells, as well, has started one in the theatre department. And it was interesting chatting to him, sort of how we feel we're fitting in. Since that time. I mean, I had to get to know the department first before applying for such a fellowship, so it wasn't a completely alien experience. And I once was at a university, so again, that wasn't alien. But in terms of my practice, it's been very free. I've been given a lot of scope to get on with what I want to do and share that with people, whether that be staff or students.
So are you in the music department then?
Yeah, I'm in the music department.
Do you have your own wee study?
I have a desk in a corner of a room with a few other people, so it's not quite a study at the moment.
But access to musical instruments, yes. Presumably?
Yes, yes. Access to people, I think, is very important.
Will you talk about your practice? What exactly are you hoping to pursue over the 3 years, and how will that involve the people, the students?
Okay, so I am a composer working with live electronics and instruments. And so my three-year research fellowship is about finding more effective ways of doing that, I guess. I'm going to work with a series of professional musicians, and also at the moment I'm collaborating with some visual artists just to discover more about the art of collaboration.
Well, let's have a wee flavour of your music, actually. I'm going to hear a little bit from a composition called, it's got a great title, Don't Touch Me, I Hate You Sometimes. So we can safely say that's never going to be top of the pops, Peter. So who's your music for?
My music is for everybody, anybody and their bicycle, to be honest. I hope that's not a cheap way of getting out of the question, but I don't think about an audience in terms of having the ego to think I know what they might want. When I think about an audience, it's in quite an abstract way. I believe what I do can be for everyone, and I intend to make my presence felt a great deal in the university and the city.
I'm sure you will.
The coming years.
Let me turn to Minty Donald, who's here with me in Edinburgh, and said you're already 1 year into your fellowship at Glasgow School of Art. Your project's called Glimmers in Limbo, and I believe, like Peter, you're focusing on people. Tell me a bit more about it.
Including people, yes. I'm really focusing on spaces. It's interesting, you were talking about being within an institution. I'm based at Glasgow School of Art in the architecture school. I'm actually doing a lot of work on sites and in sites in Glasgow, in two sites in specifically, Tramway and the Old Britannia Music Hall. It's also sometimes known as the Panopticon and Trongate. So I'm really interested in looking at how, through my work, which uses projected imagery and sound, I can explore really my relationship with these spaces, these cultural spaces, and invite my audience to sort of engage with me in this exploration of the spaces.
It strikes me as really unusual, the idea of a 3-year fellowship. I mean, that gives you some freedom, presumably.
It's yeah, I mean it's fairly tightly controlled in terms of what you have to propose that you're going to do. But I can't argue. It's a fantastic luxury. It's just an amazing situation to be in. I think it's, as Pete was saying, you know, having access to people as well, having access to people in the art school that I wouldn't normally just be able to lift up the phone and say, you know, can I chat to you about this?
So you have a certain status
and, yeah,
and,
I mean,
and in with them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, I mean, I know because I know you from way back when, you know, we were both at Glasgow University, but I'm wondering, quite a question for both of you, but to Minty, first of all, do you think looking back at your time as a student, that if somebody like yourself had been at Glasgow Uni working with you, that might have opened up new vistas for you as a student?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, I think that's absolutely fantastic. And as Pete mentioned, Adrian Howells is indeed working in the department that we were both in.
Yeah.
And I've got links with that department. But I think it's just, it's this whole idea of bringing practising artists into the academy, into the art schools is hugely inspiring for students and for other staff, I think. I think it just really opens up, you know, I think this kind of traditional split between academics and artists is actually really breaking down now in really exciting and inspiring ways.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. Thank you both very much for coming in, Peter Dowling and Minty Dorrit. And happy Christmas.
And you too.
Thank you. You are listening to BBC Radio Scotland, the Radio Cafe. Now,